Rashi says it's al tasa dover shayem al mocha tasa atat atzmo rasha v'teima lamas yisi rasha zeh resha zeh. In other words, basically just means the person shouldn't do things where at some point he's going to look at himself and see himself as a rasha. So he says v'machakati rasha atzchok v'teleimashli rasha me'atzmoi. Moral learns differently. He says it means a person should not be a rasha b'fnei atzmoi. So the Mishnah tells you a chiddush that it's possible to be a rasha to yourself even though you haven't done anything wrong to somebody else. And I guess it's going back on the Gemara there. The Gemara says it means even if you pick up your hand and you still haven't follow through with hitting somebody, actually, is still called a Rasha. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu should be shown with the Zroya itself, in other words, even if it hasn't followed through. V'zeh. Ki ha-tzadik hu sheri yoytze min ha-tzadik, sha-tzadik hu ha-shove, ve'en yoytze ha-tzadik mimenu. Aval ha-rashu hefech ha-zeh, she yoytze min ha-tzadik shu ha-shove. So he says, "Ulefika kasha rasha lebrius says she itzun atzedek, ad she itziyose nikel acheir v'mabrius vod nikra rasha." So Ramal says that we're used to the fact that the word rasha itself means the doing bad to somebody else. He says rasha is someone who goes out of the mahalach of Yasher, and it is true that somebody who is pogay of somebody else is by definition outside the kav of Yasher, but it's not limited. The pogay in someone else is one example of it, and therefore as soon as the person picks up his hand to hit somebody, that itself is the yitzir from the kav. The figure for Yasher be a zesh yitzman at tzedek. So says the reason why we say Birch Hashanim in the ninth bracha is Kineged the Mafki Asharim Ishtechsev Shvar Zrei Aresha. But David Yomer B'Chiyas Amra. So Lamaisa, since David said it in Perek Tess and listed as very cute, but it says over there that he had two problems together. The David Yomer B'Chiyas Amra Adka. So he has to mind Yashvar Zrei Aresha Limafki Asharim. Rashi al pirusham, umimaydim afkiyashar medaber. Dachsei beipashes a yerev b'mister ke'ari b'sukur lachtif oni chialistim oyev oni v'aleosho oyev. It doesn't. A listim wouldn't normally attack an oni; it would attack an osho. El afkiyashar makas medaber. That's how Rashi learns pshat over there. Ve'in yakvor mashakach. So the Maor is choylik and says not mashak that. The havli b'gmor lefarishom also. Means that the whole piece missing. Avla pirish kishem resha neifu al oisa yoytze min ha-seide ha-royu asha sida Hashem isparach u-bazeh nika rasha. So he says a very interesting mahalach over here. Bederach klal there is an economic mahalach of the Bria that's dictated by Matthias. For instance, if there's a lot of potatoes, potatoes are cheap. If there are few persimmons, so persimmons are more expensive. That is the normal Seder Debriya, and that's appropriate. It's appropriate that it costs a lot of money for things that are scarce and little money for things that are freely available. If somebody hoards means that it creates an artificial matzav in the shuk that things are now expensive that shouldn't be. Wheat has normal production, and it should not be expensive because there should be enough wheat to go around. So if a person messes up with the Etzem Seder and he creates a situation that's goes out of the Seder, then he's doing something wrong. It's a very it's an extraordinary hashkafa on economics. In other words, technically, the maskir sharm are not doing anything illegal in any maisa. If I have wheat in my house, I don't have to sell it to anybody. I can keep it. There's no chiyuv to sell it. But the etzem fact that I'm drumming up, I'm artificially inflating the market, is called an act of vicious over here. The Rashi says that the avla is that they're robbing poor people, because at the end of the day, the one who suffers is the poor people. The Rashi says the etzem hafkar shor, the etzem distorting the market to be different than what it should be, that's called a resha. Zoya resha yitzim and atzedek hashove. The David Omer Mizma Atshiel HaResha Dechsiv Shvar Zoya HaResha Ulokach Tikvel Fashonim Shevim Afki Yashorim Shemaitzin Seder Oil Menashir Vehem Niku Bifrat Rishoyim Kovu Vegamke Mitzi Kimoy She David Omer Mizma Shvar Zoya HaResha Mitzi Vyesh Chol Ahavin Meoid Loma Hiske HaRasha Shvehef Chatzadik Mitzi Dafka Ki atzadik roi b'tshi, v'atzadik yish bo resha. So he says over here that there's something in the chi that's especially misuda to the tzadikim, and the tzadik is tzadik is midik v'egid migda against the resha. Let's talk about this a little bit. There's a when the Rishonim referred to these in Yonim, that when they referred to in Yonim of Chi and Shmini and so on, they're talking about the spheres. And the ninth Midah that he talks about over here is the Midah of Yisayid. It's when you count from top to bottom. So before Malchus, you have your side. And it refers to Pashas, the Pasuk. Tzadik is called Tzadik Yisrael Eilam. That's the usual, that the Midah of Tzidkus is most especially manifest itself in the Inyanim of Yisrael. Now, on a simple level, I think there's a lot of reasons to, that are most liable for people to have errors and so on and so forth. But there's more of an akuda, specifically why in Ninya of Yisrael you have tzaddik. I mean, the Midah of Yisrael tzaddik is called Yisrael. It's called also Tzadik, and it's called Yisayid. That's fine, those are all remazim. But when we're looking for something that is something that's a pneumistic inyan, so it goes like this. In the inyanim of if we ask ourselves in the inyanim of the guf, the yitzia, in other words, you say this connected to eiver of the zachar, which is it's tzura is a tzura of something that's yasher. The any yitzia ki'ilu not in its kav that's yasher is a pgam. In other words, in the chibur of zoch and akeva, you have l'mashal what the Gemara calls yer kechetz. You have the inyan of, I guess, in a little bit of a conceptual way, you have the inyan of the kedusha is when it goes in a kav from the zoch to the keva, as opposed to any time it has in itself an inyan of giving back the hanah, of being letoivus zacha, particular l'tainug of the zecha only, that's where you have pagam. Now the kilkel that you have over here of all the nyanim, there's a kilkel of something which is doimer to something that goes out of its kav of being yosher. By Yosef HaTzadik, it says Yafoizu to describe a pagam keilu, and the pagam was something where something went out it keilu didn't go yasha, it was neiter from the yashas. So the anytime you have such an Indian, it's that's vicious. So a yisayid is also something that has to be something very straight. The yisayid of something is something straight, and it has to rest on something that, if it's crooked in any way, the binyan doesn't have where to be on it. So mainly you have this nekuda of a yisayid being connected to yashas itself. And this being something that's a pgam in it is when it's not yasha. There's a Rashi someplace. I don't remember. I can't remember where it is. It says, Rashi says that any time whenever there's a tzaddik, there's a test that comes. A lot of times there's a test that comes to accompany the tzaddik, like the word lehitztadek. Whenever the tzaddik is goes back on itself, I can't remember it. I remember when I saw it was fascinating. Somebody pointed it out. It said, he talks about the phenomenon of a tzaddik taking on a test in Lashon HaKodesh when it's a word that sort of, is reflexive. Like the word leitztadek, I can't remember where that Rashi is, but I'll call upon him. It's a remis to this Indian over here. It's called makom that there's a tzaddik. When the tzaddik is something itself, a tilaboy test. And I don't remember where that Rashi is, but it's a Rashi somewhere in Shas. And I guess I don't know. Maybe somebody will figure it out where it is. It's in a learned place. I don't know. It's not somewhere out of left field. But Al-Kopanim, so he says here, so the Resha Salvajit and Sasha Shalafim, Shu Rasha Labriya Zeshit and Atzedek, Achetil to Nikola Chirim, Vehema Briya Zvaznika Rasha. So he says that the Tzedek, it's the Rishis itself, is the Yitzir from that Kav. It's nikkah to the Brias when it affects the Brias, that's when the hair it went out of its calf. So the reason in something where you have a dove that's nikkah, then we tend to call rishis something that applies on the chaver because it's that when it's nikkah. But the etzem, the rishis itself is the pneumistic matzav of not being b'deich hakav. Well, if you come again, say Russia v'nei atzmoi, after lo yagia b'rish oseil zulosei, v'ak Russia v'nei atzmoi. So the Tana is telling you that rishis is a mida pneumis, mida atzmis. It's lav dafka that somebody's affected by it. Mekomokom afi meinei Russia gom o shem Russia olof. So even though halachically to be possible, to have a Shem Rasha for those halachos, you have to actually carry through. But lemaisa, it's not something that once a person is started going out of the ashes, that itself brands him as a Rasha. Well, the Goydel Roya Rishas, the Prita Rishas, I feel a Rishas Ma'u Prisas Godel Moed. So because Rishas is so bad, therefore, even a small amount of rishis is ra. So even though it's a hilchas avera, reaching out a little bit, being a rush of ne'atzmai shouldn't be so terrible, still there's an inyan of it's bad because even doesn't really allow for any level of steer from that. In other words, if you sota a little bit from rishis, from tzidkis, from yashris, you're already not yasha. In midos, there's room for a relevant amount of things. Masha'im came in a yonim of yasher, even a small steer. So he says the gedel of rei rishis. You can also say mitzad the sensitivity that any yitzir from yashus is already branded as rishis. Vama zekan ki atfila yavoida makom karban. Vakosu vaymer. So now he's going to obviously answer. Well, we start with tefillah and we end up with this rishis. So since tefillah requires something, it requires that the person not be a Rasha, because not miskabel. Therefore, it's not going to. It's very important not to be a Rasha. The pasuk says that there's something bad about the tefillah of a Rasha, and here it's a ma'aseh. So therefore, it's tefillah sadik mitzayni. Now, certainly it's a good thing if a person is asking from a Kaddish Baruch Hu for something, so he should be. He should have his own chosim. Somebody comes asking for a favor and he himself has different inyanim, you know, that we have issues with, it's certainly going to be less favorable for him to get whatever taiva he needs. So somebody comes asking for a taiva and we have issues that we've between us, so certainly it makes sense that he should be on good behavior, whatever. But there's a deep calf to that, because it's not, so anything is like that. I mean, I think there's a deeper connection here. The Indian of having a tefillah is it's a chibur back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like it's the person sort of is docking back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being mischaber again, and confirming the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia through different oifanim to us. Any type, it's like a good marshal to a pipeline. If a pipeline is twisted in any way, if it's not aligned straight, there's not going to be a flow of hashpa. Tefillah is the chiddush of the hashpa. I stole myself a vek as a makabel, the umas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a nisin, and that's what the mechus of tefillah is. That I'm a kli to be makabel, the shef HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to meshpia. If there's any type of akmumius, and we have shalom zech too, it's like mashal ma'adav adayma, and you have these things that you dispense soda, or coffee, or whatever the drinks, and there's a cup underneath that's makabelit. If it's a little bit off, if it's not standing underneath it, it's going to it's going to spill out. Because in the flow, just like we spoke about the Indian of Yesod, that it has to be Yasher, that's its mahus. And by the same token, the Mekabel has to be standing Yasher to be Mekabel from the Mashpia. It's one flow. The flow has to have, it has to be direct. If my Amida Klapa Kadosh Baruch Hu was not the Yashas, then I am going to have, and that's why Zerach Hashem Ta'iva, because any time where the Teichen of the Mitzvah is the Chibur, in every Mitzvah there's an Inyan of a Chibur, but it's not the Moros of the Mitzvah. L'kachtam L'chem B'yom Rishay is a Maisa L'kicha, because it's a Mitzvah, it's Mechaber Pesh L'malach, but the Etzem Maisa Mitzvah is a Maisa Kicha, Barev Tochu Matzah, and so on. Masha'in Kein, the Inyan of Tefillah, the Etzem Teichen is Chibur, and therefore something which affects the Chibur affects the Neshama, the Mitzvah. In the Mitzvah, the other mitzvahs, I gain a chiba through it, but even if I don't not able to gain the chiba, the ma'aseh mitzvah is a ma'aseh mitzvah. That's that. Here the pshat is there's something that becomes corrupted, and it doesn't allow for the etzem chiba of tefillah. Katfilu avoidu makom karb v'kazim v'zeru shanteva figures here's a kind of my kazim v'zeru shanteva if I was Hashem with tefillah tzik mitzvah bevarim Hashem v'zeru shanteva gam ratfilya gam omal tiyah rosh v'nei atzmecha sh'afim tiyah rosh v'nei atzmecha sh'lo yeda b'zeru adam hara kadosh baruch hu yodea v'tefillah tzik ha'inu mekabelos Hashem yisbar Hashem v'zeru shanteva tefillah tzik mitzvah so in the world so oynish char and oynish only come to derech klal lacham me'aveshim. I mean, in this world we have different inyanim, but the schar na'ish betzim are shayach klapi the world to come. The place that it affects this world is tefillah. And even if the person's darga is not so pronounced as to make him unfit, to make him a rasha, but in tefillah it already passes it. So there's three inyanim, the Krishna tefillah, and the tefillah keva, and the tirash apvicha are all part of one inyigam. The vechad mashlim is adam shabar shem sparach lavaris sparach he had tefillah. So the emes is the if you think about it. So basically, you're saying that the Mishnah here is describing tefillah. I want to just explain the three different elements, how the way he's learning it. These are the etzim, the three different elements of tefillah. The first thing is the habazer b'kriyash mo tefillah. There's an inyan in tefillah which is daimet a krishma, which means it's a kviyas of a kadosh baruch hu's mashpia. In every seder of tefillah, there's a kadosh baruch hu's mashpia. There's me as a makabel, and there is the tzinner and the chibur from Mashpia to makabel. Those are the three elements in every relationship of Ashpah and Kabbalah. So the first thing is the Zohar Krishna Tefillah is the oil of Malchus Shemayim, and Tefillah has in itself that nekuda of being an oil because it's coming milamala. It's coming milamala to me. And I have to be kaveh as HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the mashpia. That's the inyan of Gimel Rishonis and Tefillah, that the shvachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu are kviyas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia. They say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who has the kaveh and so forth, that he can't be mashpia. You then need to set up the kalim, which means I need to make myself a kli kibul to be mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who's not a mischane, a person who is demanding, that is not making myself a kli kibul. If I come and tell you, you owe it to me, you owe me the money, you owe me the this, you owe me the that, then the etzem, I'm saying, I'm not there to be mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you think about the oimik of it, whatever you taina that it's owed to you bedin is you, not the noisim. You're not giving me anything. You owe it to me. This is, you know, it's eskumtmir. Eskumtmir means that I am, you know, I'm the one that is, it's owed to me, so... So it's mine. It's not being mushpa. When my balabas pays me for the work I did, he's not a mashpia on me. I created it, and it's mine. I'm taking mine. So putting down kalim, kli kibul, that is the avoda of the kibul, the emtsayim, the 12, 13 emtsayim, the brachas. That each one is the pshat is. I'm saying that I need it from you, and you're the one. Ata chaynel adam das ashivenu. All of those are. I'm not being tevea mine. I'm affirming that you're a Nisan. The Maidim is the calf of his batlas. In other words, a straight line from the Mashpia to the Mekabel is his batlas. The Mekabel is an extension of the Mashpia, as opposed to where they're not aligned, so it has its own nechus to some degree. If Kibliyosa, then the pshat is it's one shura, it comes, I have straight from you, nothing got lost, and nothing is there other than what you gave. So in the closeness of the chibur, hello?
Yep.
Yeah, in the closeness of the chibur, that's where you have, in the hoidah, you have a dibuk between the mekabel and the mashpia. The mashpia, it says, I got everything from you, and therefore all I have is yours. And that's where you have that third bechina of the chibur, the etzem chibur, like the midas yisayit. That's the etzem tzaddik. The etzem tzaddik is the batlus and lamala. That's where you have. So the chalakim of Shmoneh Esrei beetzem are connected those yon that he said over here. Any questions?
It comes out that according to the Maral Pshat and Al Tiyei Rosh B'fnei Atzmecha, that the Baal HaTanya's kasha doesn't start the way he's learning Pshat. It's got nothing to do with the way that you should perceive yourself. It means that the Midah B'Nefesh of Rishus shouldn't be something internal by you, but it's not a way of being mistakel at yourself as such.
Correct. It's a whole different now. It's a whole different pshat in the words.
Yeah.
I'll not play like Rashi either. It's hard to say that this is the mochach the only pshat, but the moral is learning of the Rosh HaMachah. The point of the Mishnah is that Rishus and Tzidkus are pnimiyistic measures,
right?
And specifically they measure the Yetzir min HaSeder. If there's any step out of place, that already, that itself has a Shem Rishus, and everything else is it follows through in terms of that's where the Kilkul stops. So the Rishus that becomes apparent afterwards had its Sheirish in the Etzema community.
Right.
Okay, and next week, I don't think I can do Friday, I don't think I can do Wednesday. We can probably do Tuesday, Be'ez Hashem. So
Okay.
unless, is Tuesday good for you next
Yeah,
week?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So unless I notify you, we'll leave it on Tuesday, Be'ez Hashem.
Very good.
Okay.
Shkoyach.
Okay.
Shkoyach. Next week being fine.
Perfect.
Since you're on.
I'm going to have to next Wednesday night. I wouldn't have been able to make it.
When is your bar mitzvah?
Did you not get an invitation?
Nothing came. Doesn't matter. I just want to know when it is. Don't need the paper so much.
The one that you didn't have addresses for. How can that be? You got an address last time in the mail. Did I give it to you in person?
Do you think I remember?
No, because that's the answer. If you didn't, if I gave it
to
you.
Do you think I know whether you bothered to spend the stamp on me last time? I don't know.
That's the answer. This is Slew. Right, you. I must have seen what happened. I must have that. I didn't see it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that must have given you a person, therefore we didn't have your address.
Good. And Shumba, yeah. Is that the only one left for Edward Slew?
No.
Give me a couple of things. Anyhow, I'm going there.